It's 10 a.m. local time here in the UK. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. Sir Keir Starmer issues an ultimatum to tech companies, saying, "Stop children from using social media inappropriately, or we will change the law." British people face up to six-hour waits at airports due to post-Brexit European Union border checks. Three more people have been charged, including a 16-year-old girl, over protests in Southampton following the murder of Henry Novak. The Bank of England defends its decision to replace Winston Churchill with a picture of a beaver on UK banknotes. Singer-songwriter Tally Riley, who wrote songs for Dua Lipa and toured with Usher, is stabbed to death in London. Hitting children in Northern Ireland is currently illegal, and a proposal to change the law has been dropped. Hitting children, or smacking children as it's known, is not legal in Scotland, but remains legal in Northern Ireland and England. The Indian community in Northern Ireland is said to be afraid after a racially motivated arson attack. And a banner of hate, which was placed in a play park for children in Northern Ireland, was replaced the day after police removed it. It's widely predicted that electricity will spike at the time when Scotland and England are playing their matches in the World Cup. The son of Princess Anne, Peter Phillips, marries his longtime girlfriend, and the online publishers can now choose not to appear in the AI overviews of Google search results if they're based in the UK, the government has announced. And phone signals on UK trains simply is not good enough, new research suggests. As for the weather, it's hot, humid, but cloudy. I'm Joseph McTaggart. Remember to like and subscribe.